Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Manifest Your Ex Back. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Manifest Your Ex Back. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you may have heard people suggest that you should manifest your ex back. But what does this actually mean? And how do you do it? In today's podcast, I'll be discussing 3 points to consider about trying to manifest your ex back. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is, what does it mean? So when someone says they want to manifest something, they're usually referring to the process of bringing something into their life through positive thinking, visualization, and believing that it's possible. This concept is often associated with the law of attraction, which suggests that focusing on positive or negative thoughts can bring positive or negative experiences into one's life. Here are some steps people typically take when they're trying to manifest something. Clear intention. So the first element of when people are trying to manifest something is that they clearly define what they want to achieve or obtain. Now this could be a job, a relationship, health, or something else within their personal success. Of course, in this regard, we're speaking about trying to get an ex back. The next element that somebody might try and use if they're trying to manifest something is visualization. Now, this is when they would spend time regularly visualizing what their life would look like once they have achieved this goal. This can involve mental imagery, creating vision boards, or writing detailed descriptions of their future success. The next thing we must speak about is positive thinking. Now, they must maintain a positive mindset when somebody is trying to manifest something, affirming to themselves that they can achieve their goals and overcoming doubts or negative thoughts. Affirmations are the next thing we would speak about within this list, and this is where someone might use positive statements, often repeated, that try and reinforce their goal and their ability to achieve it. Then we must move on to the final part of this puzzle, which is action. Now, while manifesting often focuses on mental and emotional attitudes, taking physical steps towards this goal is also a crucial component. Now, this means making plans, setting tasks, and working towards the goal in a tangible way. Ultimately, somebody must also feel gratitude, and practicing gratitude for what they already have and what they will receive is also a common part of the manifestation process and techniques. It's believed to enhance the positive energy and alignment within one's desires. So when someone wants to try and manifest something, they're engaging in a combination of thought patterns, beliefs, and actions intended to bring about the specific goal or change in their life. And again, as I was saying, this of course is connected in this instance to trying to get an ex back. So if somebody wanted to try and manifest their ex back, they'll be using these elements I've just discussed as a way to try and get them back. Now, what are my thoughts on this concept? What do I think about trying to manifest an ex back? And what do I believe are the best steps to take if you find yourself in a position of a dumpee where sadly you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back? You were once in a loving relationship. You both would have been feeling a high level of romantic emotional attraction for one another. Things probably looked very, very good to you, certainly at one point, if not even just before the breakup. You might have felt this was going to last forever. Perhaps you were told it was going to last forever. Unfortunately, for various potential reasons, your now ex-dumper lost romantic emotional attraction. And when it hit the necessary low point, this is when they actually might break up. You find yourself in this position as a dumpee, feeling somewhat lost and confused, and not sure which way to turn, and what your best course of action may be to try and get your relationship back together. And this is why I thought it was really important today to speak about manifestation. because a lot of my audio coaching clients mention that to me when we first speak. I also receive comments, emails, people speak about manifesting. And what do I believe in regards to it? Well, this in today's podcast is where I'm going to be sharing my thoughts. And as we move through it, you will become clearer in your mind how I feel for clarity in mine. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is, what's my take on it? So this is where we're going to be getting into the nitty-gritty of what I believe when we speak about manifesting an X back. And that is, I believe that some of this concept can be very helpful and useful and important to try and get your X back. But unfortunately for those who fully believe in the complete manifestation process, I don't necessarily believe it within a spiritual sense. Now let me explain what I mean here. Now in point number one, I was talking of certain elements which could be constituted as manifesting. And when somebody wants to do some manifestation regarding anything, but in this case, of course, trying to get an X back, the elements which may be considered part of that. Now for me, not all of those elements are going to necessarily bring your X back in the way that somebody who believes in manifestation, they will believe it will. Whereas I believe some of these elements are going to be more useful than others. Now, the first of those was visualization. You know, when I was saying about people spend time regularly visualizing what their life will look like once they've achieved their goal. Now, for me, this is only useful if you can use it as a motivating tool to help you move forward in your life in a positive way. Because if you just visualize about you and your ex getting back together, but don't put in any of the work, then unfortunately I believe that you're just going to be hurting yourself and punishing yourself and imagining yourself with your ex 24/7, but not actually doing anything to achieve that goal. So in a way, you're torturing yourself with the thought of your ex, but not actually moving closer towards that goal, unless of course, as I said, you use it as a motivating tool. Now the next part I was speaking of was positive thinking and about keeping a positive mindset, about how you believe in yourself and believe you can achieve your goals. Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with positive thinking. I'm a big believer in positive thinking, but again, we need to connect it to living your life to the full and not connecting it to the concept of, well, I'm just going to believe I'm getting my ex back and therefore they're going to come back. So I don't connect it in my mind in that regard. But if you have a positive mindset, and if you live your life the right way, you will naturally become more attractive, not just to your ex, but to anybody else as well, and therefore increase your chance of getting your ex back. So again, it depends on the perspective that we speak about these elements. Next was affirmations. Now, this is where somebody might use positive statements, often repeated, to reinforce the goal. Now, for me, this isn't going to really get you any closer to get your ex back, again, unless you use it as a motivator. But I would be very wary of using affirmations if it just reinforces in your mind that you need to be with your ex to feel happiness, reinforcing your mind that your ex is the most important person in your life. I don't like the thought of just focusing in one way on one person, in a sense where you are almost chanting things and whatnot. You could be getting into an almost trance where you are so fixated on your ex that this might not be very healthy. Now again, like with everything, if you can transform this as a motivating factor, then it might work for you. But in my belief, affirmations, they need to be done very careful, if at all, because otherwise it could backfire. Now maybe you want to use affirmations as a way to encourage and challenge yourself to achieve certain goals, not actually getting your ex back, but other life goals, which maybe will move you closer towards getting your ex back because you will become a more attractive individual. Now, again, that could be a separate way of looking at it and possibly something which I believe could be more useful. Now we look at action. Now, action is while manifesting often focuses on mental and emotional attitudes, taking practical steps towards the goal. Now, this is where I think it is very crucial. Taking action is what could get your ex back. Now, that doesn't mean texting them. You know, if you're a dumpy, in most instances, I suggest you never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. So I'm not talking about taking the action of chasing your ex. I'm speaking about taking the action of moving forward with your life, becoming a version 2.0 of yourself, improving your skill set, achieving personal goals, and then moving forward and achieving further goals. You know, taking that stake out of the sand, walking forward and posting it back in, and really allowing yourself to move forward in a positive sense. Yes, that type of action, absolutely. Become a better version of yourself today than you were yesterday, and a better person tomorrow than you are currently today. They are the type of actions that I believe are going to help you get closer towards getting your ex back, but not the action of actually texting them, chasing them, knocking on their door. You know, that, unfortunately, I don't believe would help you. But the concept within manifestation, setting yourself tasks, working towards tangible goals, absolutely, that is what I can get behind and I can believe. Then we moved finally into gratitude, as practicing gratitude for what they already have. Now, this is something I absolutely believe in. If you're trying to get your ex back, you need to remember that they're not the be-all and end-all. You need to remove them from a pedestal. You need to look at your friends, your family, who you are as a person, and realize that your ex doesn't define you. And practicing gratitude for what you already have is an excellent way to really even the scales of value and focus on the positive in your life rather than the negative, the good rather than the bad. And realizing that with or without your ex, you can have a positive future. You can have a great future without them. You can find somebody even better. So I do believe that gratitude is very important. So as you can see, when I'm talking about the different elements of manifesting, I'm somewhat 50-50, you could say. Sometimes I'm very much behind the concept, sometimes I'm behind the concept, but it depends on the angle. And a couple of those elements I was a little unsure of about how they could actually really help you get your ex back. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase your chance of getting your ex back through my beliefs and systems, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast, about to manifest your ex back. And point number three is, so what I suggest you actually do. So as I said, if you're a dumpy and you're listening to this, you're going through heartbreak, you're going through grief, you're feeling feelings very similar to a combination of grief and drug withdrawal. And therefore, you are likely to grasp at anything that you believe might give you that chance of getting your ex back. Now, first of all, I would suggest that you need to focus on yourself. You need to understand who you are as a person and that you don't need your ex in your life. You don't need them to be someone. You don't need them to hold you up. You are your own person and you will find success, happiness and fulfillment without them. Once you recognize that you don't need your ex, you will actually, ironically, become more attractive to them. And this is where you can move forward on your own path. I suggest you implement my version of a no contact rule. Now, if during no contact, you want to use some of those manifestation ideas and concepts we spoke of, then yes, sometimes, as I mentioned a little earlier, I do believe they could be somewhat helpful. But by and large, I believe in the practical and the physical rather than the spiritual. Some people will disagree. That's absolutely fine. But what I would suggest is by taking practical steps on yourself, living your life to the full, that is going to be more likely to get your ex back rather than chanting and taking steps within the manifestation, which is solely focused on the spiritual and almost spells, almost trying to get your ex back spell. You know, I do not believe in any of those types of things. However, believing in yourself, positive thinking, setting out plans, absolutely, this can help you. You know, sometimes there has to be a level of strategy when trying to get an ex back or trying to find a new romantic partner. You need to put yourself in the best possible position to be someone that that person wants to date. Whether it's getting back with you or meeting you and being with you for the first time, you need to be an attractive individual. And therefore, there has to be an element of planning, action, strategy. All of that comes into play. But I'm more of a physical rather than a spiritual in this regard. I believe that if you focus on yourself and actually take that action on yourself, it's much more likely to help you than if you just stay at home and don't actually take any action at all, because you're just believing in a process. Now, what's interesting is there can be some level of crossover. Some people who try to manifest their ex back in the more spiritual sense might suggest that they found success because their ex got back to them in the future. Whereas I would suggest it might be perhaps because they was actually implementing no contact. Somebody might never contact their ex again, unless their ex contacts them first, whilst during that time practicing some of these manifestation techniques, and then 6 months down the line, their ex contacts them. Now, is that due to the manifestation? Is that due to the affirmations and the chanting? Or is that due to my version of a no contact rule and you improving yourself as a person? Now, that can be for you to debate, but I would suggest that no contact is more of a pull on your ex than the spiritual affirmations in that respect. Everybody's got their own concept. I'm not saying anybody is wrong in their own belief system, but I just wanted to give you my take on trying to manifest your ex back. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.